The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. When it comes to the biggest high-end concert venues, bargain-priced tickets is a phrase that seldom applies, but here's one time that it does. The 2019 Lawn Pass, which will get you into every 2019 show at Raleigh's Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek for $310.50. It's a $299 base price plus the service fee of $11.50. It has an asterisk because there's a fine print exception that the pass is not valid for special events, third-party rentals, or festivals. This would not have applied to the special Farm Aid Festival that Walnut Creek hosted in September 2014, for example. But it will get you into the general admission lawn area for all shows presented by Walnut Creek's main in-house promoter, Live Nation. The pass includes free lawn chair rental and fast lane entry for each event. They're on sale now and will be available through December 18th or while supplies last. Only three Walnut Creek shows have been announced so far. Zac Brown Band on April 13th, Hootie and the Blowfish on May 31st, and Train along with the Goo Goo Dolls on July 13th. So it's something of a leap of faith. But the venue had 33 events last year, a dozen of them country shows like Keith Urban and Chris Stapleton, plus hip-hop's first Pulitzer Prize winner, Kendrick Lamar. So this is one way to get into a bunch of concerts for a fraction of what they'd cost to buy individually. Again, that's $310.50 for the season. And as long as we're going to be talking about amphitheater shows coming up, there are a handful of shows already set at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, Thursday, May 30th. It's Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels, and special guest the Cadillac Three. Then on Saturday, July 13th, it's Weird Al Yankovic, the Strings Attached Tour 2019 with the North Carolina Symphony. Also, of course, at the at Cocobooth, there's the North Carolina North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. That's going on now through January 23rd. Tickets start at $10. Days and times of operation Tuesday through Sunday, 6 to 10 p.m., closed Mondays except December 24th and December 31st. Red Hat has, the Red Hat Amphitheater already has three shows scheduled for next year. Saturday, April 27th, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Thursday, May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army. And Sunday, June 16th, it is John Bellion. Other concert news, Queen and Adam Lambert are launching a six-week North American tour following the release of the Freddie Mercury biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody. Live Nation announced the 23-date tour. It will feature original band members Brian May and Roger Taylor, with Adam Lambert singing lead. It will kick off in Vancouver, British Columbia on July 10th, and it ends in Charlotte on August 23rd. Tickets for the Rhapsody tour go on sale tomorrow. Okay, PNC Arena events. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. All right, coming up at PNC Arena Wednesday, December 12th, it's Trans-Siberian Orchestra, marking the band's 20th consecutive year of touring. Saturday, December 15th, it's the Lit AF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. The tour includes Michael Blackson, Ricky Smiley, DeRay Davis, and Benji Brown. Sunday, December 30th at PNC, Harlem Globetrotters. Before the game, take part in a once-in-a-lifetime experience with your family, where you have an opportunity to spend time on the court with the Globetrotters, shooting, trying out ball tricks, and getting autographs and photos. The unique 30-minute pre-show Magic Pass will create memories of a lifetime. Sunday, January 6th, it is Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods Tour. The Baltimore Post-Examiner says of the tour, Timberlake made it as intimate as he could. VIP packages start at $400 a ticket. Saturday, January 19th, it's Trevor Noah, Loud and Clear Tour 2019. Of course, he's the host of The Daily Show. Sunday, January 27th, the very famous lady in the world of concert, Cher, Here We Go Again Tour 2019. Following the recent global success and rave reviews for Cher's role in the Mamma Mia Here We Go Again film, the multi-award-winning singer, actress, and show-stopping performer will be crisscrossing the U.S. for the first time in 5 years. Again, that's Sunday, January 27th. Cher and her Here We Go Again Tour 2019 at PNC Arena. Monday, January 28th, it's Metallica World Wired Tour. As they have been doing for most of the World Wired shows, every ticket purchased includes your choice of a standard physical or standard digital copy of Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Thursday through Sunday, February 7th through the 10th, it's Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. Saturday, February 23rd, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Friday, March 15th, Mike Epps, Funny As Ish Comedy Tour. Sunday, March 17th, it's Mumford and Sons, the Delta Tour. Friday, March 22nd, Winter Jam 2019, Tour 360. Saturday, April 6th, Kiss End of the Road Tour. Friday, April 19th, Casting Crowns, Only Jesus Tour. Monday, May 27th, Paul McCartney, Freshen Up Tour. Tuesday, June 14th, Ariana Grande, Sweetener World Tour. Tuesday, June 11th, 21 Pilots, The Bandito Tour. Sunday, July 7th, New Kids on the Block, Mixtape Tour. Tuesday, August 20th, Backstreet Boys, DNA World Tour. And finally on the list for now, Monday, September 30th, of next year, Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. All righty, let's move on to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. November 23rd, let's just say through December 24th, it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday, December 11th, Joy of the Season, North Carolina Master Chorale. Welcome the holiday season with the Master Chorale's popular and festive concert. The Chorale, North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir, and Chamber Orchestra perform familiar carols, classical gems, and new favorites. The concert highlight of the holidays. Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Then Wednesday, December 12th, a Corral Family Christmas with the North Carolina, North Carolina Master Corral. Make memories with your family at the Corral's new holiday concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Showtime is 6:30. Also Wednesday, December 12th, Celeste Barber, actor, comedian, and social media superstar. Barber is the self-proclaimed queen of everyday sophistication and low-budget lifestyle aspirations. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Then another show on Wednesday, December 12th at Duke Energy Center, Celtic Thunder. Backed by the amazing Celtic Thunder Band, the singers Celtic Thunder will deliver new ensemble numbers, including Son of Light, Tura Lorelei, The Wild Rover, Right All Right, and Castle on the Hill. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, December 13th, Holiday Blast, Triangle Brass Band. The band brings you entertaining arrangements of the music everyone wants to hear during this festive time of the year. Maymandy Concert Hall, and the curtain goes up at 7. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December 14, 15, and 16. Oh, what a holy night. This Theater Raleigh event is back for another season. Join some of your favorite Theater Raleigh alums for a fun-filled evening of holiday music you won't want to miss. And this is at Kennedy Theater. December 14th through the 23rd, another holiday favorite, Carolina Ballet's Nutcracker. And this is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 15 and 16, Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concert. Come experience the Raleigh Ringers live in concert as they continue to dazzle concert audiences with unique interpretations of sacred, secular, and popular music, including famous rock and roll tunes arranged just for handbells. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Monday, December 17th, it's Holiday Concert 2018. And this is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Tuesday, December 18th, a John Waters Christmas at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, December 21 and 22, Holiday Cirque Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, December 23rd, a Candlelight Christmas, North Carolina Symphony. Backed by popular demand, in the glow of candlelight, this one-hour program will warm your heart at the height of the holiday season. Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, December 28th, Dancing with the Stars. And that's at Memorial Auditorium. TV's hottest show is going back on tour across America this winter and Dancing with the Stars live. Friday through Sunday, January 4th through the 6th, Shen Yun Performing Arts Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 5th, the Mozart Experience, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, Friday, January 11th, it's George Lopez, the Wall World Tour. Lopez's multifaceted career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, it's not working today, January 11th and 12th, Mozart and Shostakovich, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. And then Saturday, January 12th, Joe Newberry's Heroes and Friends, presented by Pinecone. Newberry is a Missouri native and North Carolina transplant who has played music most of his life. His powerful and innovative banjo playing as well as his songwriting, guitar skills, and singing, have delighted audiences around the world. Fletcher Opera Theater, and the show starts at 7:30. Moving to Durham and the Carolina Theater lineup on West Morgan Street in Durham, the number there, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Tuesday through Thursday, December 11th through the 13th, it's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Marking the 25th anniversary tour, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker features over-the-top production and world-class Russian artists. Performances start at 7. Friday, December 14th, it's Delta Ray with special guest Emma Hearn. Saturday, December 15th, contemporary violinist Daniel D. and Eric Stanley live in concert. Show starts at 7. Monday, December 17th, Jules Handmade Holiday Tour. Tuesday, December 18th, it's Daughtry Cage to Rattle Tour. Friday, January 11th, Gregory Allen Isakov, Evening Machines. Sunday, January 13th, The Three Viennese Masters. And that concert starts at 3 o'clock. Thursday, January 17th, Miracle on the Hudson, the 10th anniversary celebration, and it starts at 7. Sunday, January 27th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Saturday, February 2nd, the ICCA Quarterfinals. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Wednesday, December 12th through Sunday, December 16th, A Christmas Carol. Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy with a cast of almost 100. This wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart and lots of humor. Monday, December 17th at DPAC, The Beach Boys, Reason for the Season Christmas Tour. Tuesday, December 18th, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Thursday, December 20th, The Hip Hop Nutcracker. This is its 5th anniversary. Saturday and Sunday, December 29 and 30, The Nutcracker by Carolina Ballet. Tuesday, January 8th through Sunday, January 13th, Fiddler on the Roof, an entirely fresh, funny, and gorgeous new production, that from New York Magazine. Saturday, January 19th, Live from Here with Chris Thiele. Come be a part of live radio being made, Live from Here with Chris Thiele, formerly a Prairie Home Companion, is a Saturday night destination for radio audiences everywhere. Tuesday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 27th, in other words, January 22nd through the 27th, Miss Saigon. Wednesday, January 30th, it is Russell Peters' Departed World Tour. Thursday, January 31st, Tony Braxton, As Long As I Live Tour. All right, let's talk about a few laughs around the region. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. December 13th through the 15th, it's Joe List. He began his comedy career in Boston just after graduating from high school. December 20th through the 22nd, Clayton English. He was crowned as the Season 9 champ of NBC's Last Comic Standing. December 28th through the 30th, Alonzo Bowden. Before working in show business, Alonzo was a jet mechanic for Lockheed Martin. December 31st, Andy Woodhull. Ring in the new year with an evening filled with laughter, courtesy of Andy Woodhull. January 4th through the 6th, it's Rodney Perry. All right, and there's a new comedy club. This one is in Cary. And Ken Jeong, who has starred in The Hangover and NBC's Community, will headline the grand opening of a new comedy club opening in Cary's Parkside Town Commons. Raleigh Improv will open Friday, December 28th. Actor and comedian Ken Jeong was raised in Greensboro. He graduated from Duke University before getting his medical degree from UNC Chapel Hill. While he did practice medicine for a few years, he gave it up to pursue a career in acting and comedy. All right, some of the entertainment going on at clubs in the area. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Thursday, December 13th, Carl Thomas at 8. Friday, December 14th, Yarn with the Dune Dogs at 8. Saturday, December 15th, Chatham County Line Electric Holiday Tour 2018. That starts at 8:30. Thursday, December 20th, The Lost Generation with 10 Cell Phones, 3 a.m., and Stephen Jalen. That starts at 9. Friday, December 21st, The Soul Psychedelic and Love Tribe at 9. Sunday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove at 10:30. Friday, December 28th, Comrades and Nomads, Big Something Pre-Party at 9. Saturday, December 29th, Big Something with the Mantras at 9. Sunday, December 30th, Big Something with the Kind Thieves at 9. And then Monday, December 31st, Big Something with Midnight North, also at 9. Friday, January 4th, Aaron Hamm and Big River and Jonathan Wood. That starts at 7:30. Then Saturday, January 5th, it is QDR Happy Q Year, featuring Granger Smith, John Langston, and Seth Ennis. That starts at 8 o'clock. Moving on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, December 29th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Rumors at 7. Monday, December 31st, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Shoot to Thrill. Saturday, January 5th, Grunge Fest Holiday Hangover at 7. Saturday, January 12th, Appetite for Destruction. That's a Guns N' Roses tribute. It starts at 7. Friday, January 18th, Jesse McCartney, The Resolution Tour. Saturday, January 19th, Scotty McCreery, Seasons Change Tour. Friday, January 25th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Saturday, January 26th, Disco Donnie presents Slander, and that starts at 6. Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, December 12th, it's Jason D. Williams at 8. Thursday, December 13th, Emma's Lounge with Downtown Abbey and the Echoes and Sid Kingsley. Friday, December 14th, The Vagabonds with Kendall Street Company. Saturday, December 15th, The Shakedown presents A Very Shakedown Holiday Bash. Sunday, December 16th, Day Party Series featuring the Dirty Little Heaters and Stevens Pharmacy at 2. And then at 9, it's the Fat Cats with Energy. Monday, December 17th, a benefit for LGBT Center of Raleigh with Henbrain, Fruit Snack, and Noah Cross. That starts at 7:30. Tuesday, December 18th, Teacup Gin with Elisa's son and Sister Ivy. That's at 8:30. And Wednesday, December 19th, Obsidian Darling with Infinite Eve. Okay, only a couple of audio describes on the list currently. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Carol being performed at Hanes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem. Curtain goes up at 2 o'clock. Sunday, December 16th, Black Nativity. Justice Theater Project at NC State University's Titmus Theater. Performance starts at 3. Tuesday, December 18th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. All right, let's look at what's going on at Raleigh Little Theater. Through December 16th, it's Cinderella, of course, the holiday musical comedy. January 20th, Triangle African American Theater Preview, 19. January 11th through the 27th, it's Measure for Measure. February 15th through the 24th, it's Junie B. Jones, the musical. All right, taking a look at a couple of the events happening in Cary over the upcoming weeks. Friday, December 14th through Sunday, December 16th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Friday and Saturday, December 21 and 22, Campanaria Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker. And Friday, December 28th, Town of Cary presents Kwanzaa. Don't miss this communal cultural celebration that honors African American people and their heritage. Saturday, January 26th, we got the Next Generation Leahy. This is at Cary Arts Center. And Sunday, January 20th, the Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Symphony Spotlight featuring Eric Dyke. Tickets are $16. At the Clayton Center, Saturday, December 15th, a Christmas spectacular presented by the Johnston County Chorus. There are two performances. There's one at 2 o'clock, and then the other is at 7. And at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, December 15th, it's the Nutcracker Tea Party. And then also that same day, Winter Wonderland with the Holly Springs Community Band. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. Any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.